An appeal to Seventh-day Adventists to fulfill their duty to the South. Reasons for the neglect. Do you know the reasons given in the spirit of prophecy for this neglect of this nearest mission field? We Seventh-day Adventists have been growing wealthy. We love our money, our comfortable homes, our easy times and ways, better than we love the Lord and a people dear to His heart. We love to be near a large church of believers, and we love to be preached to, rather than to live in an isolated place and build up a church. We have been lazy Christians. We do not like the soldier life required of the volunteer to this field. Read it. We are to learn to be content with simple food and clothing, that we may save much means to invest in the work of the gospel. The Lord desires the desert places of the South, where the outlook appears so forbidding, to become as the garden of God. Let our people arouse and redeem the past. How little our churches sense their solemn responsibilities to God. It is not ministers alone, but every man and every woman who has enlisted in Christ's army is a soldier. Are they willing to receive a soldier's fare? Just as Christ has given them an example in His life of self-denial and sacrifice. What self-denial have our churches as a whole manifested? They may have given donations in money, but they have withheld themselves. Let those who truly love God step out from where there are large churches of Sabbath keepers. There will be no lazy Christians in this cause or connected with this work. All indifference and lethargy must be overcome. Work is crowding upon the few who are willing and obedient because they see so much to do, and so few are willing to lift the burden and bear the yoke of Christ. There are thousands who might enter the harvest field who are now religiously idle, and as a result, they go crippling their way to heaven, expressing a doubt whether they are Christians. Do you know why you are not already a worker in this southern field? You are waiting for someone to carry you to the vineyard and set you to work, or to bring the vineyard to you. A pretty plain answer? It is true, is it not? I think how the angels must feel, seeing the end approaching, and those who claim to have a knowledge of God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent, huddle together. Colonize, and attend the meetings, and feel dissatisfied if there is not much preaching to benefit their souls and strengthen the church, while they are doing literally nothing.